And now, the weekly devotion. Today we'll be focusing on why God loves you and how much.
Before we get started, if you just want to grab a Bible, pen, and a paper, it's great to take notes so you can check everything out for yourself as we go along. Most of the time we'll be using the King James Version, so if I don't specify, then that's the version that I'm going to be reading from. But now and then I'll use other versions as well. So today the thought that we're going to be focusing on is why God loves you and how much. Most all of us have heard again and again that God loves us. Although most of us, because of the bad things that have happened in our lives, have the tendency to doubt that he actually really does love us. However, at some time or another, maybe at church, if we go to church, or maybe from a family member that's religious, or even maybe on the radio, we've heard the words, God loves you. So we have the idea that God loves us. But the question that we want to ask today is, if indeed God loves us, then why? Why does God love you? Why does God love me? For those of you who have just tuned in, this is the 10-Minute Weekly Devotional, and we are looking at why God loves you and how much. So back to our question. If indeed God loves us, then why? First, let's look at some interesting verses in the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 6, and I'm reading from God's Word translation, it says, "From the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, there is no healthy spot left on your body. Only bruises, sores, and fresh wounds. They have not been cleansed, bandaged, or soothed with oil." Now, undoubtedly, many of us are in great physical shape, so this is not speaking on a physical level, but a spiritual. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And in James chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "Whereas you know not what shall be tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." So the Bible says that we are putrefying sores from head to foot, that our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. In other words, we have been so corrupted by sin that we don't even realize the extent to which we have been affected. And we are like a vapor that appears for a little time and then disappears. In other words, we are so temporary. Our lives are so fragile. In Romans 3, verses 10 to 12, we're told that in our natural state, we do not seek God or even desire him. As it is written, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." So the Bible describes the human race as, well, pretty messed up. And at this point, we can probably be asking, does God really love me? How is it possible for a holy, righteous, and perfect God to love such creatures? Well, to understand this, we must understand something of the nature and character of God. Some say that God loves us because we are his children. But listen to 1 John 3:10. "In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother." So here we are told that those who have an experience with God are his children. In other words, those who are born again are his children. Some say that God loves us because he created us. But is this why God loves us? What about parents that have a part in the creation of their children? Isaiah 49:15 says, "Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, they may forget, but I will not forget you." So a mother took part in creating a baby, yet they may forget their child. So creating a person in and of itself does not ensure lasting love for them. God does not love us just because he made us. Again, if you're taking notes, be jotting down these verses, because we want to get to the bottom of why God loves us. In 1 John 4:8 and also verse 16, it says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." What is God? God is love. This is a profound statement. So God loves us because of who he is, not because of who we are. The reason why, when we ask the question why God loves us, and rarely can anybody answer, is because in this world, everything is based on performance. Acceptance is based on performance. But God does not love us based on our performance. God doesn't love us because of what we do or who we are. No matter how big a mistake that you have maybe just made, God doesn't love you any less. His love for you is based on who he is, not on who you are. Or no matter how amazing you have just performed, that doesn't cause God to love you anymore. He already loves you with an infinite love. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "Yes, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." His love for you is everlasting. He loves you now just as much as he will love you throughout eternity. He never changes. Malachi 3:6 tells us, "I am the Lord, I change not." And Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever." We can be thankful to God that his love endures forever and that he never changes. So does God love us? Yes, absolutely. No matter what we do, it is not going to make God love us any more or any less. It is not because of us that God loves us. It is because of who he is. God doesn't love Mother Teresa or Billy Graham any more than he does any of us. The one that has done the most amazing works or given the most amazing charity is not loved more than any of us. There is nothing that we can do to change that. So why does God love you? Because of who he is. We are so programmed to think that we are loved because we deserve it. But no, our performance does not improve our value at all. This is a human temporal way of thinking. God loves us because that is who he is. He is love, and that brings stability. This is why our relationship with God can be so secure. Now that we have seen why God loves us, the next question is, how much does God love us? Obviously, we can't sufficiently answer this question, as every quality of God is infinite. But let me just share with you a brief illustration. Would you pay $350 for a hand of bananas? I would think anyone who's listening would say, no way. Well, why not? It's because they're not worth that much. Whenever you give your money for something, what are you saying? You're saying that the item you're purchasing is worth more to you than the money. Otherwise, you wouldn't make the trade. So what has God given for you? John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." What has God given for you? Jesus. He had his son on one side and he had you on the other side. And he made the trade. He gave his son for you. He actually put you above himself. He said, "I rather have you than my son." That's how much you're worth to God. That's how much God loves you. Wow, now that is amazing. So again, why does God love us? Because God is love. And what is the supreme revelation of that love? Jesus. 1 John 3:16 says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." So this is how we are going to perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And it goes on to say that when we see that love, we are naturally going to want to do this for our brethren. So true Christianity is just a natural response to that love that we realize God has for us. Let us keep this love in mind. This is a good thing to dwell on.